Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply FAQ. FAQ. Now, we all know that that's the acronym for frequently asked questions. And if you go to almost any website on the internet, you're going to see a section for FAQ. Well, the FAQ concept is not just relegated to websites and buying products and services. It also has a relevance in life and business. As leaders who can answer questions and alleviate the doubts and concerns of those around them are the leaders who will surpass the rest of the pack. Whether you lead a home or a small business, a student organization, or a nonprofit, you will be expected to effectively handle questions. And in this component, it also is going to include questions about strategy, products and services, policies and procedures, team members, and much more. Our three-step formula for effectively handling FAQs will help you thrive in this area. Step one is do your homework. Yes, my friends and neighbors, do your homework. How much do you know about your industry, your competition, your products, your services, or your team members? I challenge you to take the time to excel as experts in your field. You see, in high school sports, they have a term called no pass, no play. This means athletes who fail their courses don't get a chance to play in the big game. In business, the same principle applies. Those who don't take the time to learn the ins and outs of their industry or enterprise will seldom enjoy the greatness of that they desire. But how do we accomplish this, you may ask? How do we effectively do our homework? Here are a few keys. First, add study time to your schedule. Just like a student would in a college or university setting, study time is also relevant as leaders in any capacity. Yes, there are demands that come with going along and doing the job that you must do, and at the same time, there are also demands that are requiring us to learn as we go. I challenge you, my friends, to add study time to your schedule. Block it off. It may be early in the morning or late at night, but there's always more studying to do. Then, recruit a study partner. Yes, my friends, it's accountability that matters. And when you have a study partner, you have someone that can not only push you, but also bring light to subjects that you may not have thought about before. You think of the camaraderie that Thomas Edison and Henry Ford had. They had a summer home right next to one another, and they continually bounced things off of each other's heads. Yes, my friends, when you've got a study partner, it can work wonders for you. Who is your study partner? Who do you work with in business and in your organization that you can bounce ideas and topics off of and that you can learn from? The other component in effectively doing your homework is make learning a lifestyle. When learning becomes a lifestyle, you'll take notes everywhere you go. You'll ask questions to gain more information in almost every setting. You will be equipped and prepared as you document all the information that you gather. So that is step one. Step two is open the discussion. In most cases, people are apprehensive about asking questions, and as a leader, we must create an environment where questions are welcome and those who ask them are celebrated. Yes, my friend, there are several ways to do this, and one of those is you go first. Many times, you may announce that you had a question that you wanted to find out about, and you researched it, you looked it up, and here is the answer. Then, you invite them to go next. You say to them, who else in the audience or in the room has a question? It's also okay to give them a quiz. This allows you to know what your team members know and what they don't. It also presents a non-confrontational opportunity for them to be able to gauge their knowledge. You can also encourage and open the discussion by offering incentives, a prize for whoever asks the most questions, or an incentive for whoever goes first. And then also ask for feedback. It's not just questions that shed light on business excellence. It's also information and suggestions. Encourage those on your team to give you feedback about the processes, and that also opens a door for you to ask more questions as well. Step three is respond with confidence. Anytime you answer a question, how you answer the question is just as important as the answer itself. Therefore, make a habit of doing the following. First, practice positive body language. Look them in the eye. Have confident posture. Use your hands to even show more confidence. Then, when they ask a question, repeat or rephrase the question just to confirm context. Many times, people are asking a question one way and things may get lost in translation. On the contrary, when you repeat or rephrase the question, you're confirming that what you're answering is exactly to the question they're asking. Then you want to compliment the question. Remember, it's an anxious moment for people to ask questions. And when they receive a compliment for asking, it gives them the boldness to ask even more. Also, give them your undivided attention. When people are asking questions, it's not the time to look on your cell phone to check text messages. It's also not the time to look off or look away. It's the time to give them your undivided attention and focus. You may even take a note as they ask the question just to make sure that you have it, but make sure they know that you're taking notes about their question and not randomly doing some other thing. Also, keep it as simple as possible. The more simple your response, the easier it will be for your team to repeat what you say. Yes, my friends, this is very important, as oftentimes your response can be misinterpreted. When you keep your response as simple, then you make sure that everybody understands. In politics, they have fact checks that will oftentimes follow up with every debate, and they'll post online all the responses so people can read them. Many times you'll see transcripts in the courtroom where the stenographers or court reporters are making sure that they've written every question down so that nobody can have any misunderstanding. You can also take that same type of approach to keep it simple and follow up. Then don't be afraid to get back with them or double check before responding to a question that you don't know. This is perfectly acceptable and a whole lot better than finding an answer that may not exist or one that you're not sure is the actual answer. Also, remain patient and calm. Never take a question personally. Never become offended. People have a right to ask questions, and as leaders, we've got a responsibility to answer those questions professionally. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.